Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen, you know, that we're coming on the holiday shopping season, and everyone's sort of curious about what it's going to be like. I mean, will Black Friday be a thing? You know, my wife was sort of telling me that we were talking about buying a couple of things, and she was like, well, I think the prices now are as good as they're going to get. And maybe that's true. And then we have this whole tariff background that, you know, it's hard to know. Like, Trump says inflation's at 2%. The economists say it's really at 3%. So there's a disparity there. And affordability was a massive issue in these off-year elections, right? And regardless of what some of the numbers say, people don't feel like things are more affordable. And how's it going to translate into the holidays? And are tariffs going to finally sort of feed through? A lot of companies have swallowed the cost of tariffs and haven't passed it on to the consumer. But how long can that last? We want to welcome in Professor David Catton, Professor Emeritus of Entrepreneurship and Strategy at Quinnipiac University. He joins us here at Brian & Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Fine.
That's good. Tariffs, shopping. I mean, are you surprised at how – I mean, again, it was all theorizing, right? I mean, I was raised on the notion that tariffs were bad for all these different reasons, and then it happens in this current regime where the tariff regime that it hasn't really borne itself out the way everyone expected, but is eventually, are these prices going to be fed through?
Oh, they have to be. I mean, there's some estimates that it'll have a $45 to $75 billion decrease in retail purchasing because of price increases.
So when will that happen? I mean, because I think that the president has been very, very aggressive on companies that have talked about the need to do it, and some people think he's artificially kept prices lower.
I think that's true. What you find is that some of the larger retailers fairly early on anticipated this, and they started to build up their inventories. Smaller retailers didn't have the capital in order to build up inventories or to store inventories. So there's going to be a discrepancy between what prices will look like for larger retailers, smaller retailers. I think you're going to see that the coming up on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, the amount of the discounts and the discounts on the number of products will be significantly decreased.
Now, is that based on sort of gut feeling, or is there data to...
No, there's data. There's data to support that they anticipated 40 to 50% price drops on some products during that period will really be closer to 20 to 30%.
Now, is...
I mean, there's been...
Sorry, go ahead. No, I was going to ask you, is there any particular segment of the retail market, like whether it be electronics or clothes, that are more susceptible?
I think the tech industry has stocked up in anticipation, so we may not see that. We may still see some sales available there, but I think one of the things that people should look at is if you see a sale, the earlier you get it, probably the better it'll be for you.
Right. So my wife was right. You know, Target, a company like Target, you know, has its own challenges, but they report earnings and they're really struggling and they're trying to figure stuff out. I mean, are we in a market where despite that, the competition and people spending less is going to still keep prices down because there's so much competition for the reduced dollars that people are willing to spend?
I think in some cases it will be that retailers are looking at just how much they can forego margins in order to keep up sales and to be competitive with respect to sales. But eventually that's going to run to the point where they're going to have to elevate prices. In fact, I think I've seen some work that some of the larger retailers are investing heavily in AI programs to monitor mobile device sales, not so much the phones, but purchases done on phones, to develop a highly dynamic pricing so the prices would change very rapidly depending upon demand by customers.
So you taught entrepreneurship and strategy at Quinnipiac, and I'm curious. You know, my son is applying to colleges, and this is a little off topic, but I hope you humor me. You know, When you focus on entrepreneurship at a university setting like a Quinnipiac, what do these kids end up doing? Do they end up starting their own businesses? Do they work at startups? Or do they just go into business in general?
Quite a number of them start their own businesses and start them quite successfully. They tend to find a niche segment of the market, and they're able to pursue that.
You ever, like, what are some of your best, you have an example, like a great success story that emanated from any of your students over the course of your career?
Yeah, there was a company that did social marketing, and they were able to quite rapidly wind up getting the contracts for the social marketing for national baseball, basketball, football. The student sold the company with his colleagues and walked away with a lot more money than I've ever seen.
That's cool. Professor, thanks for the time. We appreciate the insight.
Oh, it's been a great to be on your show. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.